Doctors in Dallas, Texas, continue to monitor the recovery of 2-year-old twins from Egypt who were joined at the head until surgeons separated them in a marathon operation over the weekend. The two little boys will remain in a drug-induced coma for the next day or two in order to allow their cranial tissue to heal. Speaking to reporters at the Children's Medical Center in Dallas, Dr. James Thomas, chief of critical care medicine, described the twins' condition as truly remarkable. He said both Mohammed and Ahmed Ibrahim remain asleep in a barbiturate-induced coma to promote healing from the operation. Dr. Thomas said surgeons are monitoring the twins for signs of brain swelling or infection and will slowly bring them out of the coma in the coming days.
The plan as it stands now is probably in the next 2.5 to 3 days to begin to decrease the dose of this the barbiturate and see how they respond. And if they respond favorably, to continue to drop the dosing of that medication.
Keeping the boys in a coma with barbiturate also produces complications. Dr. Thomas said other drugs must be used to keep the patient's blood pressure from falling too far.
The barbiturate that is used to put them into a drug-induced coma actually decreases their ability of their heart to pump as strongly as it normally would. And so the medication is used simply to counteract it. It allows the heart to pump more strongly.
Doctors will not be able to fully evaluate the success of the operation until both boys are awake and can respond to tests. One concern is that the delicate operation to separate their brains could result in some neurological damage to one or both of them. Dr. Thomas said both parents have been close to the boys and the medical team during the procedure and that both mother and father are in good spirits. The two boys were born, joined at the top of their heads, in a small village 800 kilometers south of Cairo in June 2001. Since June of last year, they have been living in Dallas so doctors could study them closely. The effort to separate them was sponsored by the Dallas-based Cranial Facial Foundation, a nonprofit group that assists children with deformities of the head. Around 60 medical professionals, including neurosurgeons and plastic surgeons, donated their time and expertise to the effort. The operation to separate the twins took 26 hours and was followed by several hours of work to restore their skulls and close their wounds. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.